Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, pubs have been closing all over this country, but in the village of Coon in Kilkenny, a group are hoping to save their local, the Rancher's Return, by turning it into a community enterprise. Brendan Healy is a committee member. Good afternoon, Brendan.
Sean, how are you doing?
Not too bad. So is the Rancher's Return, is it closed at the moment or is it just up for sale?
No, it's not closed. So it is up for sale, right? But it's not closed. The current owner, she left the business in November, but a local man actually took it on a short-term lease just to keep it open so we could have a look at the business ourselves, you know, run it across Christmas and see how it goes. So that was Joe Fenlon took that on, and fairness, he's done a great job down there. And it's been open away. And it's been very successful there across, obviously, December, January, February are big months anyway in the pub trade. Mm. And, you know, he's had three good months down there. And look, you know, he's a brave man taking on. He'd never run a pub before, and taking on a pub running into Christmas time. I wouldn't have done it now, to be honest with you. But he took it on, and with the help from the Ring family and all the rest, we've done a great job on it.
Yeah.
So it is open. The doors are open at the moment, but unfortunately not much longer.
Right. Okay. And in the village, you've already lost the post office and the creamery, as I understand it. So, like, the pub is very much a hub of the community.
Oh, it is. Yeah. You see, and that's really the key to what we're saying is, look, this is not about, you know, having somewhere to go and for people to go and have drinks and all the rest. It's a social hub, right? You know, we lost the cream, we lost the post office. There used to be a shop there where you'd obviously go get the messages and all the rest of it. But now really, even like our church is obviously still there, but the number of masses have greatly reduced. So we've one mass a week instead of three. So it comes down to really, where are people gathering? You know, where can you go on your best day and your worst day to have a chat with somebody? Or if you want to go in and sit down and have a bit of headspace, where do you go for that? And realistically, the pub that we have, which is a social hub for us, is what's left in the village. You know, we've a very vibrant village. You know, we've the Coon development there done a huge amount of work over the last while, new playgrounds, tennis courts, car parking, walls and all the rest of it. So the village is looking fantastic. And really, you know, for to lose the pub now, it would lose the heart of the place.
Mm.
You know, that is where, you know, people living on their own go, sit down, have a chat with people. You go in for a cup of tea or a coffee, have a drink if you want to have a drink, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's really around that. And that's why we're fighting so hard for it. You know,
right.
Like our school is going well. It's had its tough times. It's going well. Our GA is going well in the area as well. So this is, but it all really focuses here. This is where people meet for all the events and all the rest of it. And that's why it's so important to us.
Yeah, right. So describe to us what, you know, the scheme you've put in place and how you hope this will work.
Yeah, so look, what we're home to do is the community will buy the pub. And as you know, people are probably sick of me saying this, but like, this is not for us. This is not for our generation. This is for the next generation as well. This is really a legacy thing for us, because when a pub becomes owned by the community, you don't have that risk of one family member not taking it on from the previous, right? So you don't have a generational hand down. It's actually owned by shareholders. So that really protects the life of that pub for the length that it is a viable business, right? So that's really why we're trying to do it. How it works is that people are buying in, they're buying the shares. And so at the moment, we have a commitment of money from people. And then when we're setting up a limited company, all that's been set up. Once we get bank account in place, then we'll start to gather up money. And then we'll negotiate with the current owner on the buy price. And look, it has to be said, the current owner is really supportive of what we're doing. You know, like Joanne has been absolutely brilliant. She's given Joe huge amounts of help there, getting up and running. She's working with us in the community. She's given us time to do all this. You know, as I said, that she exited the business there in November, but she's given us time to, because these things take time, right?
Mm.
We're really at this only since, I think, the 29th of November was the first commitment of money that we got. So, you know, she's given us the time to see if we can get there. And the finish line is tantalizingly close. You know, it really is. Like, it's actually, you know, I almost get a little bit nervous and excited on the one go, because, you know, it is very much looks, this is a reality.
Yeah.
You know, it does look like we'll get there, but we need that help to get over that final push. That's where we're at now. So,
are you up against the deadline at this point now, Brendan?
It's going to go on the public market probably in 2 to 3 weeks' time. So then after that, then it's on the public market. And look, the reality is that if somebody comes in and makes an offer on the pub, well, then that person will buy the pub. So we probably have another 2 or 3 weeks to get as close as we can. and then see where the land lies. But we are, look, the reality is the time is against us a little bit. Now, we've done fantastically well. Like, the response has been huge. Like, we have 87 families have committed. You know, we have over €250,000 committed. Yeah, which is, and like this, we're in a very rural part of Kilkenny. Like, there's only a very, there's a small housing estate in the village. Other than that, it is all rural community. And, you know, we have, I think it's 10 or 11 people from the US have committed as well. So, you know, most families have committed one share, some have two. We have a couple of fours and one person has six in. So, you know, we have got a really heavy level of support, which is fantastic, but we just need to get the final push, and that's where we're at.
Yeah. I don't want to prejudge what they, you know, what, if there's another buyer in there, how much it might go to, but like, you're at $250,000 now, which is fantastic, but how where would you like to get to feel a bit more comfortable?
Yeah, so look, where we want to get to, because we're not just looking at sort of the buy price. So we have buy price plus stamp duty plus obviously the fees, and then we have working capital. So what we actually want to do is we want to sell 150 shares, which is 375.
Right.
So we have 101 gone out. And that allows us, it also allows us to invest a little bit into the property. There's some bits of work that we want to do day one as well. So that all rolls into that money. It gives you that safety net, because it does. Look, no matter what happens, obviously all those fees have to be paid, stamp duty and all that sort of stuff, it all has to be paid as well. So our aim has been 150 shares, and then that puts us in a really strong position. Because yeah. I suppose the other thing is, it's not just a pub, actually there's a 4-bedroom house with it as well.
Huh.
So, you know, you have that, there's options around that as well that we're looking at. And I could talk to you for hours about the plans we have for it, you know, like we've huge ambitions for it. I'd wear the ear off you talking about it. But so we have a 4-bedroom house, there's a space out the back, there's a nice beer garden out the side, you know, like it's the limit of your financial pocket and your imagination, really.
Yes.
You know,
are you worried, Brendan, that somebody else might buy it and not run it as a pub, that they might knock it down and build apartments or whatever?
Yeah, listen, that's always a risk. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it is on the open, it will be on the open market. So somebody can buy it, they can sell the license, and then it'll be a residence, right? And that's anybody's entitlement to do that, right? Mm. So, but obviously that happens. The pub isn't, there will never be a pub in Coon again. You know, that's the stark reality. There is no way to get it back, because you can't buy a pub license anymore, really. They're really hard to get. To re-establish a pub, you'd have to put a building in place and put a license on it. And that will be quite a difficult challenge. So look, we're saying, listen, if we're not successful, and so we just buys the pub and buys the house, best of luck to them. But that will, unfortunately, our endeavour will mean the pub won't ever be there again, which we think is huge. Because listen, it's been closed before. Like, it was closed there for about 18 months in the 2000s. And, you know, it was stark. The reality of it is really, it's always that old saying, you don't miss the water till the well runs dry. It was really, that was quite stark. And most of us remember that. And that's why we're so passionate and determined in this. Obviously, it just closed during COVID and all the rest of that was normal for everybody. But not being there is a huge loss, because every event that we have down there, whatever is going on. And as I said, it's brilliant, because I was down there last night. I was meeting a few lads for a chat and looking around the bar, and maybe 20% of the people weren't drinking alcohol. It was their minerals or cup of tea or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was about Dorian having a chat to somebody. You know?
Yeah. Brendan, before I let you go, if anyone listening would like to own a bit of a pub, where would they go to help you out?
So they'll find us on Facebook, the Village Well Coon, C-O-O-N or C-O-A-N will find us. There's contact details there. We're on Instagram as well. And yeah, and listen, if there is anyone out there that would like to help, because we're taking donations as well. So it's not just shareholding. People can donate as well. We've had donations from as far away as Australia helping us out. So that is, Instagram or Facebook is the best place to get us.
Indeed. Brendan, best of luck with that. Fingers crossed for you. That was Brendan Healy there, committee member there of Coonan County, Kilkenny.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.